Wishing you a beautiful Thursday, and I hope you're having a lovely week so far. After we did Sunday's teaching, which was talking about moving in and out of alignment with ourselves, or in and out of connection with ourselves and our healing path, it got me thinking about asking you to look at what your healing path has been like, over the course of your lifetime. Now, obviously, it'll be over the course of your lifetime and in the parts that you can remember or have awareness of. As we get older, I used to think as we got older that we would learn so much more that things would become easier. And yes, that is very true. You know, our reactions can be different. But actually, as we get older and we get more in tune with ourselves, and particularly if you are deeply in connection with yourself, not all the time, but you know that there's a connection there on a higher level and within yourself, we start to go through layers and levels of healing. Things get brought to the surface over and over again. And even we've seen this year, the different themes that have shown up on a planetary level as well as a global level, we individually have had to go through that. But what we're actually doing is, even if it feels difficult, all of those difficulties and all of the goodness that comes with that is creating this healing path, is allowing us to follow that healing path more. So I suppose, in essence, we're always on that healing path. And I wanted you to look at yours and to look back as far as you could and see, how did I heal things? How did I grow from them? What did I learn? And how did I learn to take everything that you experienced to make things better as you moved forward? And also to learn on your healing path, how many times have you redone certain lessons? How many times have you gone about your week or your day fully aware of what needs to be healed, but avoiding it? And it's a good way to just get a sense of where you're at, but more importantly, how you react, how you respond, and what has brought you the best healing overall. I think this will be helpful because it will allow you then to keep taking the good things that you've done, even through the difficult times, as I said, because most of our healing actually comes through the difficulties, to be honest, because they push us to look at things perhaps that we're avoiding or we don't want to see. So have a think about that, and I look forward to connecting.